We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Downtown development, there's a lot going on right now, including the progress that's being made at One Seneca, Buffalo's tallest downtown building. Also, the Adams Mark Hotel has changed ownership. And let's bring in George Hamburger this morning, a real estate broker with Hanna Commercial. George, good morning.
Good morning, Susan.
You've been watching the downtown real estate scene for years now. What do you make of what's happening right now with, let's take a look at what's going on with One Seneca and now the Adams Mark, too, which looks like it's about to get a big facelift.
Well, I'm just so excited that all this progress continues. I've always found it's been a very strong market for out-of-town developers. In my nearly 30 years in commercial real estate, I've spent a lot of time developing out-of-town contacts to interest them in Buffalo, and a lot of them just find it on their own, and luckily will call me to see if I can find them what they're looking for. But I think Harry Stinson's plan and move for Adams Mark is terrific. Over the last couple of years, I brought people to town to take a crack at it, but they just found after looking through it a little bit, it's just too heavy a lift to try and do something because there's not a whole lot of cash flow coming in at the moment. But plus the asking price is fairly high, and it needs a lot of work. So my hat's off to Harry Stinson from Toronto to come down here and do something with the Adams Mark. I know he wants to prove himself because I think he kind of got shoved out of the way with the Central Terminal project this last year, but he's certainly a capable guy, and if anybody can do it, he can, and I'm just delighted to see what's going to happen.
You know, looking at that idea of the out-of-town developer coming to Buffalo, are you surprised to see that, people from out-of-town taking on such big projects here in Buffalo?
No, not at all. I think over the years, I've noticed that they see Buffalo as a bargain, at least it's been a bargain, compared to other markets in other countries. I've dealt with out-of-country people, too, who come here, and they're always intrigued by the architecture. They if they're here for a couple of weeks, they get to like the people here. And a lot of them tell me they'd like to live here if they could, you know, because once they find the market, like Doug Jamel, you know, bought a house here in Buffalo, I think over in the Delaware District. People just love it here. And they love our architecture, and they love the opportunities that Buffalo provides.
What about Doug Jamal and the One Seneca building, and how far he's gotten with that to date?
Well, it's like the old line about how do you eat an elephant in one bite at a time. So there's a lot there to work with. He has seen it, of course, and I think he's got a good staff and professionals around him. So they have to do it, you know, bit by bit because there's so much to do there, but I think he's going to let the market dictate some of what he does there, which is, I think, the smart way to do it.
Now, are you happy to see, I mean, are there two buildings in more of a need of a facelift than One Seneca Tower and the Adams Mark, two such prominent buildings that are basically neighbors in the grand scheme of things downtown?
Well, they certainly are, you know, in everybody's vision. So I think it's nothing but great news for the city that both these guys are going to come in and do something or are doing something.
George, what's next? What else is out there in Buffalo that's in need of a Doug Jamal or a Harry Stinson?
Well, I think I've always been impressed the last couple of years with someone like Rocco Termini. I mean, he's going into different neighborhoods now over on the west side and other areas of the city that have been long forgotten. And I've just been amazed at the vision some of these guys, whether they're out of town or local developers. And we've got some great local developers. I've been amazed at their vision for taking just big bunches of bricks in a building that was built 110 years ago and making it into something very contemporary and cool. And cool, yeah, cool is the word, I guess, for what they're doing. So I just, every day, I'm just so thrilled with what I see after nearly 30 years in commercial real estate. Things are so happening right now, and, and it's just been getting better and better.
When you look at the landscape of Buffalo, we see the work being done at One Seneca, and now we have the Adams Mark. There's so many other places that are being redeveloped. I was just walking past the soon-to-be Labatt House right next to the arena yesterday, an old building that's right in the public eye that's going to be turned into something new. Are there buildings still kind of on your maybe a red flag list around the city of Buffalo that you look at and see, man, we need to do something with this?
Well, I could begin to list off the top of my head. You know, if I gave it a lot of thought, I could probably think of some buildings. But what the problem for a while was that the owners of some of these buildings have owned them for years, and they kind of hold out for what they think is the fair money for the building. I know the McHenry family with 79 Perry Street next to the arena that Pagula's bought, you know, they have been trying to sell that for a number of years, and I know they got, what, $6 or $7 million for the building as is, but the Pagulas can do that. So I think that's been an issue for a while, that people hang on to a building thinking it's worth more than what people are really going to readily offer for it. And usually people have to offer what they think is a price that can work in their overall design when they're done redoing the building. That's how you have to look at it. Your acquisition's got to make sense. And sometimes sellers don't see that.
Hey, George, great talking with you this morning and kind of kicking things off for us. That's George Hamburger. He's a real estate broker with Hanna Commercial.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.